Macmillan Audio presents The Traitor Baru Cormorant by Seth Dickinson. Read for you by Christine Marshall. For Jillian. A promise. This is the truth. You will know because it hurts. Accountant. Chapter 1. Trade season came around again. Baru was still too young to smell the Empire wind. The masquerade sent its favorite soldiers to conquer Taranoke. Sailcloth, dyes, glazed ceramic, sealskin and oils, paper currency printed in their Falcrest tongue. Little Baru, playing castles in the hot black sand, liked to watch their traders come into harbor. She learned to count by tallying the ships and the seabirds that circled them. Nearly 2 decades later, watching Firebearer frigates heel in the aurora light, she would remember those sails on the horizon. But at age 7, the girl Baru Cormorant gave them no weight. She cared mostly for arithmetic and birds and her parents, who could show her the stars. But it was her parents who taught her to be afraid. In the red autumn evening before the stars rose, her fathers took Baru down to the beach to gather kelp for ash. The ash meant for glass, the glass for telescope lenses ground flat by volcanic stone, the lenses meant for the new trade. When they came to the beach, Baru saw masquerade merchant ships on the horizon, making a wary circuit around Halley's Reef. "Look, Das," Baru said, "they're coming in for the Iriad market."
"I see them."
Father Somm shaded his eyes and watched the ships, peeling lips pressed thin. He had the shoulders of a mountain.